Mac, what's good, homie? It's Key West from the box.
What's up, man? Yeah, thank you, man.
Yeah, man. So you're out in Dallas tonight?
Yeah, we're in Dallas.
Yes, sir. So how's the Macadelic tour been, man?
It's been dope, man. It's a completely different experience. We didn't want to come back and have the same show for the fans, so.
I expect some big things when you come to H-Town tomorrow, dude.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, man.
I can't wait.
And when you come out here, man, you got to make sure to get your grub on.
See, last time I was there, Bun B actually picked me up. Took me to eat at a couple spots. He took me to that famous chicken spot. that was
Frenchie's?
Yeah, Frenchie's, man.
Okay.
So good. Then he took me to this bakery that he likes and got, you know, we got some food. So, you know, Bun B is like the mayor to me.
Yeah, absolutely, dude. I mean, man, you've had an incredible year, bro. You had Blue Slide come out and just smashed everybody, bro. It's like 150,000 copies sold. And as an independent artist, man, everybody was like, damn, what? How the hell did he do that?
Yeah, I don't know. People always ask me, like, how did you do it?
Yeah.
And they're like, well, what was the formula? Dude, I don't know, man. I must have some awesome fans.
I mean, you do, bro, and they're extremely loyal.
You know, I always remember this one meeting I had right when I started, and someone told me, like, when you become an artist, you got to create that person and be a different person. And I was kind of like, I don't feel that that's the way to go. I feel like I should just be me. And my fans, I think, just notice that and realize that they're not rooting for a product. They're not, like, they're not spending their money on, like, a business. They're spending their money to see a real person, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm Mac Miller is Malcolm McCormick. Like, that's my life. That's who I am.
That's what's up, brother. And you're from Pittsburgh originally, right?
Yeah, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, baby.
Okay, I gotta know, man. Who could puff more, you or Wiz?
He can definitely chief more than me for sure. I mean, I can, you know, like, I smoke my fair share amount of weed, and when I feel like smoking, you know, I can smoke. But, you know, I felt he's a weed head.
All right, he has those super lungs. But, yo, man, on a more serious note, I was checking out your Twitter at Mac Miller, and you were watching those vice presidential debates last night, man. What'd you think about the whole thing?
I mean, I'm not as in tune with the political world as I feel like I should be, but who I would like to pick by, like, feeling I get of the person, and I just feel like Romney gave that dude an ass whooping last night for real.
Damn, are you actually gonna go out and vote? Because I know a lot of rappers are busy, but you know, so you actually got registered to vote and everything.
I'm voting for sure. I'm definitely, you know, Obama, if that means anything to anyone. I think your boy needs 4 more years, and then we really gonna see something special. And I think that, like, Obama being a president is a big thing for the progression of our country and just seeing where it's headed. And I just think Romney's just, like, kind of a tool. And no disrespect.
Nah.
You know, I just, you know, that's the kind of the vibe he gives me. And the dude Ryan's hairline was way too fucked up for me to vote for him.
I think a lot of people might agree with you too, man.
Yeah, I'm not coming from a negative place. It's just what I see.
Hey, it's freedom of speech, right?
Right, exactly.
Hey, man, so you got the NBA game, right? NBA Live. You're in the actual game?
Yeah, in NBA 2K13.
Dude, that's crazy. So do you, like, when you play it, like, are you actually yourself and you try to play other people? I mean, because there's a couple of the rappers in there, right?
Yeah, I mean, I feel bad because they, for some reason, Meek Mill's, like, only a 71. I'm, like, a 93.
Does he suck or what? Is he? Does he really not ball or?
He's all right. I think he can. I don't know why they did him like that on the game, but I'm rated higher than Justin Bieber. So, you know, that's really what I live for. You feel me?
So if you get to kick Justin Bieber's ass in basketball,
exactly. I'm dunking on everyone out here, man. Someone just twit picked me some shit of me posterizing Tyson Chandler. It was awesome.
All right, so you can really ball in real life, man, because you're not that tall, man.
I'm like John Starks, you know.
John Starks, okay. Yeah, the old school, like, Nick hit a 3 at the end.
Right. I'm like, you know, I got a little Allen Houston in me.
Got you.
Me?
Hey, well, congratulations on that, man. You're doing a lot of big things, man. And what's your Instagram? Is it Larry Fisherman?
Yeah, it's Larry Fisherman, man.
Who's Larry the Fisherman? Did you just make that up, or what's that about?
You know, like, Mac Miller, that's me. You know, that's me.
Yeah.
As, like, my real person. But, like, I kind of, you know, it's fun to just kind of get creative and just paint different pictures of other people, too. So,
okay.
Larry Fisherman is just an alter ego.
And shout to Percy one time, right?
Yeah, Percy the Bear, man. Hey, you know his name. That's tight. Yeah, Percy, baby. Percy's that's the G of the group right now.
Is that, like, your bear you've had for your whole life, or is that, like, something you picked up on the road? Or, I mean, what's the deal with the bear?
I just copped him, like, 3 days ago, and he's tight as fuck.
Okay. So, all right, you're going to start a new trend, man. We're going to have gangsters walking around here with teddy bears now. You know that, right?
That's what I'm saying. That would be tight. Like, I think, you know what I'm saying? Hugs, not drugs. You feel me?
Hugs, not drugs. There you go, man. Spread the word, brother. Hey, Mac, have a great show tonight, brother. We'll see you tomorrow, man.
Thank you, man. I'll see you tomorrow.